Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 3. Malachi, chapter 3. We'll read verses 1 through 6 together. Malachi, chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. We'll read this passage responsively. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like the fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, and as in the former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against the false swearers, and against those that oppose the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much that you are our God. Thank you that your presence is here. Now, Father, please fill our preacher with your power. We're a needy people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in this room right now. Each and every one has an individual need that only you could meet. Now please do that through our preacher today. May we listen intently in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
These days around our church here are very, very busy days. It's always busy around our church. But in the spring program, and here as we launch into the month of May, because of all the activities of the closing of the school year, we're a little extra busy. Anybody who is committed to the work of God here feels the pressure of the work right now. Tough times come upon us. There are parts of the year when it's a little tougher than others. I received a letter from one of our good people that asked the question, how long do the tough times last? Well, I can't predict how long the tough times will last in every individual life, but I can promise you this, God will last with you through the tough time. And when we get to heaven, then those tough times will cease. And we'll look back and realize the tough times were not as long on this earth as what they seemed while we were here. Any Christian who wants to be a success must muster up the courage to just keep going. Just keep going. Every mother in here, let me encourage you, just keep going for God. Just keep going. Every father in here that's trying to be a good father and rear children, my recommendation to you is this, just keep going. Just keep going for God. To each one of you high school seniors, and you're in a busy part of your year, and you're getting ready for finals, and all the business, the preparation for college, and jobs, and decisions to make, and all the banquets, and graduation, and all that goes along with it, let me encourage you, just keep going for God. To those marriages that are in this building this morning, you say, Brother Owens, it's just not been good lately. It's been tough. And maybe we didn't start out on the right foot, and we've had some struggles, and it's just surmounted a little lately. Well, let me encourage you this morning, just keep going for God. To those of you that are employers, there's a group of people under you, and they do not understand the pressures that you have, and the tremendous responsibility to help care for the needs of others. Let me say to you employers that might find yourself a bit discouraged this morning about the things of life, just keep going. Maybe you're an employee and you say the boss is hard to please and I'm busy and I'm tired and I'm sick and things are not going well at home and there's just not enough money at the end of the month and the pressure's there in regard to the place where I work. My recommendation to you this morning is this. Just keep going. You parents that are trying to rear children, just keep going. Those of you that your children are reared and out of the house and you discover they're not reared, but they are out of the house, just keep going. Don't quit. Don't resign on God. Don't cop out. Don't run. To give up is a human temptation, but it is not necessary that any born-again Christian give up on anything that is right to do. When I was thinking of those words, giving up and quitting, I thought of a boxing term. If you know anything about the sport of boxing, they have a term called throwing in the towel. Most of you, you've probably used that term one time or another. But let me tell you what it means. It's actually talking about the throwing in of the towel. Though you did not know it when you said, I feel like throwing in the towel. What did that mean? It meant this. There were two men in a boxing ring and they were boxing with one another. And maybe one was getting beat up. And getting beat up pretty severely. His manager, that's over in his corner, if he would choose, he would take the towel that would be used to wipe the sweat of his boxer. He could take that towel and throw it into the ring. And when he did, that signified to the official that was officiating that match that that boxer's manager, in that boxer's corner, saying, we quit. We give in. My boxer's getting beat up too bad. And have mercy on him. Bring the match to an end. So if two men were boxing along and I were the manager and I felt my boxer was getting beat up and he's going to get knocked out and get the blood knocked out of him and I want to save him for another day, all I'd have to do is throw the towel in. If I throw that towel in, it meant we're giving up. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Don't you throw the towel in your Christian life. Don't you throw the towel in. I've got good news for you. Your God doesn't throw the towel in. You say things sometimes look like God's outnumbered. Well, listen, there may only be one God, but He's a pretty big fella. And you won't see Him grabbing the towel saying, you know what, I think I'll just throw the towel in on the human race, or I'll just throw the towel in on Christians, or throw the towel in on the things that I've done. I love the passage of Scripture that you read earlier in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 6. The Bible says, it says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Let me tell you what that means. God is saying, whatever comes my way, I won't change. I won't change. I won't change my direction. I won't change my character. I won't change what I am. I won't change what I'm to do. I won't change. When I'm needed, God said, I will be there. Look up, Christian. Hey, human beings may throw in the towel on you, but your God will never throw in a towel. He's not a towel thrower inner. God's not going to throw in the towel. God provides security for all of us. How? He said, I change not. Well, I'll tell you something that provides security. Security comes when something is predictable. Security comes when something is consistent. Security comes when something, you can look at it and say, I know what that is. I know what it stands for. I know it'll be there tomorrow. I know it's not going to change. That's the greatness of God. I'm glad I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I'll tell you why. Because He said, I'm the Lord. I change not. I change not. Why does God keep on being God? Why does God keep on going? Have you ever thought about it? You just quickly, in your finite mind, reason Him away as if, well, God's job is easy for God. Who said? Who said? Hey, I'm going to guess God keeps on going for a reason. I wonder if God keeps on going because there are a lot of lost people out there that still need to be born again. I'm going to guess God keeps on going because there are a lot of saved people down here that need Him desperately. I'm going to guess God doesn't throw in the towel because there are some people with some heartaches that need Him. I'm going to guess God doesn't throw in the towel because there are some people that need to be born again that will die and go to hell if God threw in the towel. I'm going to guess that if God just threw in the towel, that there are a whole bunch of us saved people would be awful miserable if we didn't have the security of a persistent and consistent God that said, I change not. God's saying, I'll be there for you. You can count on me. No matter what comes my way, God said, I'll be there. I'll stand fast. I'll do what I'm supposed to do. I won't throw in the towel. Thank God. Woo! Boy, am I glad our God's that way. You say, why does He keep on going? Well, I think He keeps on going because somebody's counting on Him. I think He also keeps on going because He can. He can do it. And I think if He can do it, He should do it. He says there are people counting on me if I can keep on going because I know I can keep on going. And then it's because it's right. I think God keeps going because it's right that God keeps going. And God does not want to do anything less than that which is right. That's why He's a pure and a holy God. Now, with that in mind, though, listen. Did you know who we're supposed to be like?
Amen.
Who are you supposed to be like? Hollywood? No. No. You're supposed to be like God. He is our ultimate role model. He is our ultimate example. He is our ultimate pattern. He is our standard. He is our model. He is our precedent setter. He is the one that we are to copy. He is the ideal one. He is the perfect specimen. He is the illustration of everything that we're to use as a model and to be. He's the one to which we are to conform. He's the one that we're to imitate. We're to be like God. We're to behave like Jesus Christ would behave. You see that they make little signs and a little piece of jewelry, WWJW, what would Jesus, WWJD, is that what it is? What would Jesus do? You know what? We're supposed to do what God would do. We're supposed to do what Jesus would do. That's how we're to live. You say, that's a big order. I realize it is, but I'm not the one that put the order in. It was God that did. It was God that did. So, you know, we're supposed to keep on going. We're to keep on going. You say, well, why should we keep on going? Well, for the same reason God keeps on going. I guess somebody's counting on us. Whether you like the responsibility of it or not, those of you that are born again Christians, there are some lost people out there that you could influence for Christ and for heaven. You better keep on going and living for God because somebody's counting on you. Hey, there's some saved people around you that are watching you, that are counting on you to keep on going for God. I think God's counting on you to keep on going. There are some people with some heavy hearts that are depending on all of us to keep on going and not throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. God won't throw in the towel. You shouldn't throw in the towel. So why should we keep on going? For the same reason God keeps on going. God keeps on going because somebody's counting on Him. But secondly, God keeps on going because He's able to keep on going. And if you're to be like Him, then you need to keep on going because you're able to keep on going too. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You need to keep on going because you can. You say, but I'm not sure I can. Yes, you can. Don't you let the devil convince you you can't keep going. You can keep going. You keep going for God. God will empower you. He makes Himself available to you. And you keep going for God. Don't you throw in the towel. God keeps going because somebody's counting on Him. God keeps going because God can keep going. And your God will empower you to keep going. God will never bring a burden into your life that's so big you can't bear it. That would make God unfair. So whatever you're facing right now, you also are given the power to face it and make it and take it and keep going. You put that towel down. You put that towel down. Those of you that are thinking about throwing in the towel on God, you say, it's just so heavy. It may be heavy, but it's already been placed on the scales of burden for God. And God said, I've not overburdened you. You can make it. You can take it. And God looks down here and says, put that towel down. Put that towel down. Don't you cash in on me. You can take it. There's some of you got that towel and you're getting ready to throw it in saying, I can't take anymore. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. How much can I take? You can take anything that comes your way, because if it came your way, it came by way of God's desk, and God put a stamp on it and said, I know she can take it. I know he can take it. And you can. So why should you keep on going? Because it's right. Same reason God does. God does what's right, and it's right for you to keep on going for God. You ever wonder who has the toughest job in the world? I'm going to guess it's God. You know what he said? I'm God. I change not. I'll be there when you need me. I'll do what I'm supposed to do. No matter what comes my way, I'll just keep being God. I do not believe God's in heaven saying, I think I'll throw in the towel because of the gas prices. No, I don't think that's going to happen. Maybe I feel like throwing in a match, but not the towel. You ever wonder if God ever wanted to stop being God? You ever wonder if God had feelings? You know something? You and I, we're supposed to be like God. I got to thinking about some things. I thought, I wonder what it's like to be God. So easy for us to just reason God away. Well, it's easy for God. God can do anything. Let's ignore that. Let's just whine and write down here about, oh, it's a thing we have to go through all the time. Let's just think about God for a little while. You ever think about how hard it must be to be God? And we're supposed to be like him. For instance, when your responsibility level becomes high, just keep going. Why? God does. God doesn't throw the towel in when the responsibility level is difficult. Colossians 1:16 says this, for by him, speaking of God, were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they are thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Do you realize who God is? He's the CEO of all creation. You say, but I've got so much paperwork. You want to see the paperwork on God's desk? You talk about a guy that must have a magnificent computer. How would you like to be God's secretary? You're thinking, well, I'm already the devil's secretary. Hey, God is the corporate executive of all creation. And when his responsibility level is high, he does not throw in the towel and give up on mankind and what he's done. Neither should you. He's the CEO. He takes care of the past. There's a lot of past. He takes care of the present. He takes care of the future. He takes care of the planets, and there's so many of them, we don't even know all the names of them. He's taking care of all those. Not just this one. Not just this planet Earth. He's taking care of what's happening on the moon, and Venus, and Mars, and Pluto, and all the rest of them. He's taking care of that. He's a very busy God. But he doesn't throw in the towel when the responsibility level becomes high. He's taking care of all the stars. I wonder how many stars there are. Only God knows. And by the way, he knows. He knows how big they are, how hot they are. He's holding them together. He is that exists and causes things to exist. Let me explain. God's busy, but God doesn't throw in the towel when the responsibility level is high. He takes care of all the animal life. Can you imagine? All the animal life, God is the one that is caring for it. He's feeding it and clothing it, taking care of the feathers, everything that needs to be cared for. Do you know why a blonde dog has lumps on its head? From chasing parked cars. Do you have any idea how busy God is? He takes care of all the sea creatures. He has the hairs on your very head numbered, and that is for every human being alive, all the ones from the past, all the ones from the present, all the ones from the future. He knows how many hairs are on their head. Now, a few of you made it easy for God. There are not many. But he's even keeping track of the ones that fell, and they're in that little trap in the bottom of your sink. God knows how many of your hairs are in your brush at home right now, ladies. And God knows whether that hair you have on right now is the one he gave you or the one you borrowed. But I'll tell you something. God is not up in heaven saying, you know what? There's so much responsibility. I think I'll just throw in the towel. You don't have to worry about that. God's not going to do that to you, and you should not do that to God. When the responsibilities of life become overwhelming, what are we supposed to do? Just keep going. Why? That's what God does.
Yes, sir.
That's what God does. When you feel that no one appreciates you, just keep going. Say, why? That's what God does. That's what God does. The Bible says in Psalm 96, verse 3 and 4, declare His glory among the heathen, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Do you know something? Our God deserves praise for everything He does. Now let me ask you a question. If you'd stop for a moment and think about everything He does, which you won't get done because He does so much our minds cannot comprehend it, but He is to be praised for everything He does. Now, if you think about it, He does more than we can comprehend, but He's to be praised for everything He does. Do you think He's getting adequate appreciation? I'm going to guess not. But I don't think God's up in heaven saying, you know what? If people don't start appreciating me, I think I'll just throw in the towel. No. God's decided He's staying in the battle. God's decided He's not going to throw in the towel. You better thank God that when you don't appreciate Him like you're supposed to, He doesn't throw the towel in on you. And you better be careful that when you're not appreciated like you wish that you would be, that you don't throw in the towel. I wonder what mother here today is saying, well, nobody around here appreciates me. I'm leaving. So you're going to throw in the towel on your family. What man in this house today? Nobody appreciates you. You go to work, you work hard, you pay the bills, but nobody really appreciates you. You think you just throw in the towel. What right do you have to be like that? Your God's not that way. I am not condoning the fact that you're not receiving the appreciation you deserve. I am condoning the fact that it's time for you to grow up and say, I'm going to do what's right no matter what anybody else does. That's what I'm going to do. God deserves praise for everything that He does, and He does not get the praise that He deserves, but God is not about to throw in the towel. You say, Brother Owens, I was matching socks, and I just got to thinking, and no woman that I know of likes to match socks. That's something you train your children to do right away. Matter of fact, ladies, it's worth having a child just to train that child to match your socks. I have a friend. He was a businessman. He said, I go out and buy new socks every week. I'm not about to launder and match socks. I had another friend that said, I buy all one color socks, same brand. He said, no matching. I just throw them all in a box, pull out two at a time. But you mothers, as you're digging through the laundry and trying to find another brown sock, and there's no sock there, and you're ready to pull out your hair. You say, nobody appreciates me. Put that towel down. Don't you throw in the towel. You're pumping the car full of gas again, sir, and you're thinking, boy, they're going to kill me with these outrageous gas prices. And does anybody really appreciate the fact that I'm putting so much money into getting the kids back and forth to school and getting to work and earning the money to feed the family? Put the towel down. Don't you throw in the towel. You see, when God is not appreciated, He keeps going. He's not going to throw in the towel. You're doing some duty that nobody else in this world sees or recognizes, and you're wondering, does anybody really care? Hey, God cares, and there are people that care, but let me assure you something else. God's been real busy on your life doing some things that you don't appreciate. But He doesn't throw the towel in on you. He doesn't quit on you. He doesn't give up on you. Put that towel down. You're typing a letter and it seems that nobody cares the work that you put into it. You're driving to work. You're pulling some weeds. You're doing whatever it is. What is that little detail that you took care of and nobody in the world knows about it? You feel like, well, nobody appreciates me. I'm not receiving the appreciation I deserve. I work hard. Don't throw in the towel. God said, I am the Lord, I change not. He said, I'm going to be there no matter what comes my way. I'll stand up and do what I'm supposed to do. An old preacher was dying. He sent a message for two of his church members. One was an IRS agent. The other was a lawyer. When these two men arrived, they were ushered up to the preacher's bedroom. As they entered the room, the preacher held out his hands and motioned for them to sit, one on each side of his bed. The preacher grabbed the IRS agent's hand in one hand and the lawyer's hand in another hand. They were there together. For a time, they didn't say anything, but the preacher just smiled and squeezed their hand and seemed so comforted by their presence. They were a little puzzled, but felt very appreciated that as the preacher was passing away, he'd want these two church members beside him. Finally, one man said, "Preacher, why is it so special that you brought us in here and shown us this special appreciation at your dying moments? Here you have my friend, the IRS agent, and me, the lawyer. Why?" The preacher said, "Fellas, I want to be like Jesus. He died between two thieves." You'll get the appreciation due you someday. I say to you, when your responsibility level becomes high, just keep going. Don't throw in the towel. Why? That's what God would do. When you feel that nobody appreciates you, just keep going. You just keep going. Why? That's what God would do. When you seem to have no one to talk to, just keep going. Say, why? That's what God would do. Don't throw in the towel. You see, it just seems, Brother Owens, like nobody cares. Listen to this. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." You know what that means? We're to talk to God without ceasing. We're to talk to Him constantly. Let me ask you a question. Do you think He felt lonely for your fellowship? How many times has God expected to hear from you, but He doesn't? Every human being alive in this building was created to talk to God all day long. Not just say over the teeth and through the gums, "Watch out, stomach, here it comes." That's your prayer before your meal, if you're that much of a Christian. You're not just to pray one time a day. You're to pray all day. Every day. 365 days a year. Pray without ceasing. You say, "Well, nobody wants to talk with me." How do you think God feels? I wonder if God ever wants to pick up a towel and throw in the towel because nobody will talk to Him. I'm glad He doesn't. I'm glad He doesn't. I'm glad God keeps on going even when it seems like nobody understands. Hey, do you think that the human race understands God? You think God ever sits up there saying, "Nobody understands me. Why don't they take me seriously? Why didn't somebody reach out and go the extra mile for me?" Don't you think God could feel that way? But I'll guarantee you something, human being. God does not have the towel in His hands getting ready to throw in the towel and say, "I just give up." No, God said, "I am the Lord and I change not." And what some of you need to hear today, when it seems like nobody wants to listen or you have nobody to talk to, put the towel down. Don't you throw in the towel. You just keep on going. You'll always have God to talk to. He's been waiting. I say, when things don't turn out the way you wanted them to, just keep going. You say, why? That's what God would do. Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, it says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." You know what? This is Jesus speaking to Peter, saying, "Peter, I'm warning you right now. The devil's out to get you, but my plan is you're going to do some wonderful things, and I want your faith strengthened." And you know what? Peter betrayed Jesus anyway. Do you not think that Peter was a disappointment there? Jesus had just said, "Now you be careful. The devil's out to get you." And Peter did not listen to the warning, and he messed up anyway. I wonder if Jesus went and got him a towel and said, "You know what? That's it. I'm throwing in the towel. Peter disappointed me. I warned him. I told him." I wonder when David committed adultery, if God didn't pick up the towel and say, "That's it. I quit." No, you can be dead sure. God did not even pick up the towel. God said, "It does not matter to me what everybody around me does. I'm going to keep doing right." That's what you need to do. Stop using everybody else's excuses in your way out. And you suck it up and you get right with God and you do what's right and you keep on going. You put that towel down. You put that towel down, Christian. You put that towel down. Don't you throw in the towel. I wonder in the day that Cain slew his brother Abel, I wonder if God in heaven said, "Oh, my,
I just created those people down there, and one of them has already risen up and killed another one. Hey, I wonder on that day if Adam and Eve were ready to throw in the towel and say, what's my kid doing? My boy just killed my boy. How can a boy reared like that live like that?
I'm glad they didn't throw in the towel. You keep doing what's right. You do what's right. When things don't turn out the way you want, keep doing what's right.
I think there have been a lot of God's children that didn't do what God wanted them to do, but God did not throw in the towel.
You better thank God that God does not throw in the towel every time we soil His plans.
You think about it for a little while. Wonder how many people here today would contemplate throwing in the towel on God and throwing in the towel and giving up your duties for God and walking away from the church and running from God. And have you given any thought to
how many times we've let Him down? When you have lost someone to death, just keep going. Someone you love has passed on. I got some good advice for you. Just keep going for God. You say, why? That's what God would do. Hebrews 2:9, it says, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. I want you to stop and realize something. God lost a loved one to death also. You say, I've seen my loved ones suffer. I watched what they went through. I just can't take it anymore. I'm going to throw in the towel. God watched His Son suffer like no man ever suffered. Nails in His hands, in His feet. A crown on His brow. Back beaten and bloodied, and a spear in His side, and beaten with staves and mocked and spit upon. That was God's Son. As God's Son was dying, God did not throw in the towel.
You see, I think God would have wanted Jesus to just, or Jesus would have wanted God to just keep on going. Think about it. The love that God had for His Son who died was the perfect love of the God of the universe. You say, but I loved that one that's passed on. I know you did. And I don't mean to be offensive. But you didn't love that human that you love anywhere near like God loved His Son. You couldn't have. God is love. The ultimate lover has lost the one that deserved the ultimate love to death. But God didn't throw in the towel. You say, but Jesus was going to heaven to be with God. Where even your loved one went? Think of how many of God's children God has watched pass on. But God doesn't throw in the towel. God keeps going. When you feel like you've been betrayed, just keep going. You say, why? That's what God would do. Luke 22:48, it says, But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And understand something. Jesus Christ was a perfect leader. Not a flaw in Him, but He was still betrayed. Because the fellowship chose to soil. Not because the leadership was bad, but because the fellowship was bad. Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. Judas had been running close with Jesus, and now he betrays Him. Oh! The pain of betrayal. Oh, the pain of having someone turn on you. And everybody look up here. Girls, over here, stop talking. Look up here. Girls, look up here. People behind you are watching you talk and play. You just watch me afterwards. You can talk and play in the parking lot all you want. Oh, the betrayal. The pain of betrayal. You say, Brother Owens, I've been betrayed. I've been cheated on. I got hurt.
I'm so sorry.
What do I do?
Keep going.
Put the towel down. Put that towel down. God did not throw in the towel. Jesus did not. How many times have you betrayed God? How many times did you turn your back on Him and thank God He didn't throw the towel in on you? Jesus was betrayed by Judas. But he didn't throw in the towel. He didn't quit.
You shouldn't either. Your ultimate spiritual hero gives up and quits. You put that towel down. Don't you throw that towel in the ring. I was a young preacher boy at the age of 16, and while going to church, I heard a pastor say, "You just keep going for God. You just keep going for God."
I remember when I got called to preach, and the pastor said to me, he said, "Now, hey, you're in this for long term, Jeff. This isn't a game. We're not playing a game here. If God's called you to preach, you stay in it long term. I want you to grow old being a preacher."
And I remember the day that very preacher resigned at our church. I remember the day they got out of the ministry altogether. He's not been in ministry for years. He threw in towel. My hero.
My role model.
Good.
So what'd you learn from that, Brother Owens?
I'm hanging on to my towel. I'm not throwing in the towel. God helping me.
Listen to me. If it is somebody disappoints you that was a Christian role model to you, don't you throw in the towel. You keep going. Why? That's what God did. That's what Jesus did.
Hey, listen, when you're under a lot of pressure, don't throw in the towel. Just keep going. You say, why? That's what God does. That's what God does.
Romans 8:22, it says, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." Can you imagine all the travail and the pain and the pressure? Think of the pressure that Jesus went through. Do you understand the pressure that Jesus Christ went through? Do you understand that they put Him in a grave and they said, "You're dead, now you've got to get up"? You talk about pressure. I'm glad Jesus Christ, after they buried Him for a day, didn't say, "I give up this thing and getting up out of the dead. I quit. Let somebody else resurrect."
But He didn't. He said, "I'm keeping my towel."
Satan said, "Throw in the towel. Throw in the towel, Jesus. You can't do it. You can't get out of this grave." And Jesus said, "I'm not throwing in the towel." You say, "Why was it 3 days? I don't know. It might take a little energy to get up the power to come up out of the grave." Maybe for 3 days He was tormented. Throw in the towel. Give up. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. But thank God Jesus said, "I'm going to get up out of this grave. I'm coming up out of here. A lot of people are depending on me. A lot of people are looking to me. And I won't quit." And some of you say, "I'm under pressure." You don't know pressure. Anybody put you in the grave and say, "Get up. Get up." Think of the pressure that God faces. You know that God is the one that takes care of your entire nervous system? If you study health a little bit, you'd figure out that is an awesome responsibility. Now multiply that times millions and millions and millions of people. That's pressure. You know, it is God that helps to oversee the health of the human race.
What an awesome responsibility. And just so you all know, we're far healthier than we are sick on this globe. Came out a blonde that was having some sharp pains in her side. The doctor examined her and said, "Why, you have acute appendicitis." The blonde said, "I didn't come here to get a compliment. I need some medicine."
Think of the pressure that God's under. Hey, think of the pressure. Do you realize Mrs. Owens was planting some seeds and waiting for some flowers to come up? You know, people everywhere are waiting for flowers to come up. You know whose job that is? God's. You know, the farmers, when they need rain to water their crops, you know whose job it is to water every plant on the face of this earth? God's. Think God's under pressure every morning to get the dew on the bowl? Pressure? Pressure. But God doesn't throw in the towel. We're to be like God. You say, "Brother Owens, I feel like I'm going to explode." Please don't. We don't want a mess like that everywhere.
smells bad enough. When others around you are not doing their part, just keep going.
Say why? That's what God would do. Wonder how often, because somebody else isn't pulling their weight, you want to pick up the towel and say, that's it. Every wife in here, if your husband does not pull his weight, you just go right ahead and hang on to that towel. Don't you throw in the towel and give up on your family.
Amen.
You husbands, if your wife won't do her part, you do your part. You hang in there for the family's sake. Don't you throw in the towel. The Bible says in Psalm 145, verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. You know what? You can thank God He's there to pick you up when you don't do your part. He keeps on going. You know something? I'm going to imagine it'd be easier to be God if we do what we're supposed to do. So you make God work overtime. You've been taught and taught and taught the difference between right and wrong. Every time you turn around, your marriage is a mess again. Won't you grow up and take the responsibility that you're supposed to have? Is he trying to be mean? No, I'm a hero on behalf of God. God said, my job would be easier if you do what you know you're supposed to do. It's time for some of you men to do what you're supposed to do. It's not a matter of that you've not been taught. You won't do it. You're lazy. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. It's time for some of you ladies to grow up and do what you're supposed to do in your family. Do your responsibility. Don't throw in the towel. Don't look for a way out. Don't look for a cop out. Don't look to resign. Put that towel down and say, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Hey, we want to blame everybody. We want to figure out somebody's got to be at fault here. I think it'd be easier for God to be God if humans would just do what they were supposed to do. How many times does God have to train you over and over and over and over again about your finances before you're going to get together? How many times he's got to bail you out over and over and over again? How many times he's got to bail your marriage out and bail you out of the messes that you get yourself in because you just won't do what you know to do? Because you don't like it. It would be hard. Don't throw in a towel. God didn't throw in a towel on you. I have a staff member or two that are exceptional producers and workers. Every once in a while, I got to bring them in my office and calm them down as they look around and watch people that won't work hard. People that avoid responsibility instead of jumping into it. Got to calm them down. Those of you that look around and everybody else is not doing their part, don't you throw in the towel. Don't you throw in the towel. Hey, when life becomes hard, just keep going. You say, why? And that's what God would do. Jeremiah 32:17, it says, ah, the Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth, and by thy great power and stretch out arm, there is nothing too hard for thee. I'm glad. Jeremiah 32:27, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything up too hard for me? Folks, I wish I could come to you and lie to you, but I can't. Life gets tough. So what am I going to do? Just keep going. There's no easier way to say it. Life's hard sometimes. Things don't turn out the way we planned. People betray us, lie to us. Somebody won't do their part. Nobody listens. We're not appreciated. The pressure's on. All the responsibility of life. So what are you going to do? Quit. The only thing I can tell you. Say, what do I do, preacher? Do what God will do. Just keep going.
Amen.
Just keep going. Yes. Just keep going. I don't think it's easy to be God. I don't think God's going to throw the towel in on us, and we're supposed to be like Him.
Right.
You think it's easy to be God? He wrote that book. Has to live it perfectly. He saved you. You don't have to live it perfectly to be saved because he knew how big a challenge that would be for you. But he said, but I'll expect it of me. That's a pretty big God. Hey, he said, boy, it's hard to be a good Christian, Brother Owens. The overwhelming idea of the purity of God, that's amazing. Yes, it is. And just think, he's the one that forced himself to live by this book. Talk about it. Somebody's got some pressure on him. And he's still a holy God and a pure God and an awesome God. You say, I'm having my midlife crisis. That's not found anywhere in the Bible. You're probably requiring others to have some crisis around you too. You know something? If you'll do what I taught you today, you could be like God. If I remember correctly, He's supposed to be our hero. He's supposed to be our role model. God just keeps going. God's not going to throw in the towel. In Genesis 1:27, the Bible says, so God created man in His own image. What is God? Let me tell you what God is. God's a survivor. When it's all said and done, I'll guarantee you there's going to be one fellow standing in the middle of the ring. And you're going to hold his hand up, and that's going to be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's going to survive, and a manager ain't throwing in the towel. Now, who you want to be like? I'm not throwing in the towel. Don't you throw in the towel. Be a survivor. Keep serving God. Get serious about your life. He's faithful. You do what I told you today, you'll be faithful. He's victorious. You want victory in your life? Just keep going. You say it's hard. Keep going. Play tough. Play hurt. Play hard. Make something happen. It's not easy for anybody. We all think that everybody else got all the breaks in life. You're just too hung up on you. Everybody else has to get up in the morning and go to work too. And pay their bills. They had to go to school. You're given opportunities, so is everybody else. She said, well, I didn't get the same opportunities. Then go take advantage of those opportunities now. He's victorious. He's faithful. He's a survivor. He's dependable. He's joyful. He's respected. He's satisfied. He said, I just feel, Brother Owens, I'm ready to throw in the towel. I'm ready to give up. I'm getting beat. I'm getting hit from every angle. Let me tell you a story and I'll be finished. In high school, there was a fella in my hometown. His dad owned a local bar. Kid had flunked school a couple of times. He was a bully. He worked part-time after school when he went to school at a junkyard. All the way through the summer, he worked at a junkyard. I mean, he was massive. Big, strong guy. Cuts all over his arms. Mean. When he was a teenage boy, he was working as a bouncer in his dad's bar called the A&B Cafe. Well, I was growing up, my dad, he was a sparring partner for a heavyweight golden glove boxer in the state of Ohio for about 2 or 3 years. My dad was a good boxer. My dad showed his boys how to box when we were young, and we enjoyed doing it. Well, we had phys ed. We used to have boxing in phys ed back before the world was not afraid of contact sports. And we boxed, and I would always win my weight category. I'd been taught to box. I had very fast hands, and I could take a beating. You just beat on me and beat on me and beat on me, and sooner or later, your arms are going to get tired. See? Because I don't like to go down. Well, my wife was with me. She was not my wife at that time, but my girlfriend, this big bully, he kept on saying to me, box me, Owens, come on. They called me Big O. He said, come on, Big O, box me. Well, see, this guy was, I weighed about 145 pounds, and he weighed about 180, 185, a bully, a moose of a guy. He's the kind of guy that in sixth grade had a full beard. You know, he, major flunky, you know. Watch me, because I was probably the best boxer in my high school, and he was the biggest bully, though. We were in trailer court one night, and him and a bunch of his buddies were drinking. We were out there, and he said to me, "Hey, Owens, box me! Come on, box me!" He's making fun of me, teasing me. I'd had it. I'd walked away, and there were gloves, and I wasn't worried. And we went over, and I put the gloves on. So everybody gathered. We were in the living room of the trailer. So we decided to do it. All these people are standing around, all these flunky, druggy friends and everything, and just laughing and carrying on. And so we commenced the boxing.
But I just covered up. I was careful. You know, two things I cover up, my stomach and my head. That's what I think with, and that's what I eat with. And man, he was pounding me. Bang, bang. I was keeping the vitals covered. I was keeping my face covered. I keep my guard up. He'd punch, and I'd step out of the road, and he'd punch again, and there were people saying, yeah! They call him J.D., Jamie D. Gullet. J.D., yeah! Yeah! He kept punching. Finally, I realized he was wearing down a little, so I stood up. And all I had to do was wait for a moment. Because he was such a big bully, he didn't realize. It only takes one crack in the right spot, and you're going down. So I'm moving around, he's still swinging, and he's tired enough now that he's not catching me with those punches. I got very fast hands. And so I did a right-left combination, and wham! Hit him right square in the chin, he went right down on the ground, and all the big funky druggies are going, whoa! I very calmly unlaced my gloves, dropped them on his chest on the way out. And I was done. Let me tell you something. You just take it when the punches of life come. You take it. Because you'll get that open shot one of these days. And the devil's not going to win this. He is not the winner. You just hang on to your towel. He is going down. He said, I feel like I'm taking a beating. Hang on to your towel. Protect your heart. Protect your mind and just hang in there. Because devil, he's just stupid enough to think he might win this thing. But I tell you about a champion that's stepping in the ring for you. He ain't ever lost a battle. And he's going to get his shot. And bang. The devil's going down. He ain't ever getting up again. We're going to live forever with Jesus Christ. Hang on to your towel. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.